This afternoon in eastern Iowa, regional officials with the Girl Scouts will vote on whether to downsize four Girl Scout camps. The proposal is a step back from an earlier plan to sell all four camps entirely. There are certain traditions that are essential to being a Girl Scout: reciting the Girl Scout pledge, selling cookies, and for many girls over many decades, going to summer camp. But today, only about 1 in 10 Girl Scouts in the region are going to camp. That's according to Shelley Wells Kane. She's a spokeswoman for the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois. Wells Kane says the rustic camps are losing more than $500,000 a year.
We certainly have a group of girls that still love that and leaders who love that. I think many of our leaders today aren't so impressed by using outdoor facilities, and they prefer maybe real beds as opposed to tents.
Originally, the Girl Scouts regional leadership proposed selling all four camps, but a campaign by current and former scouts to save the camps derailed that idea. Instead, the plan being voted on today calls for selling some of the land at each of the four sites and renovating a camp near the Quad Cities as a more comfortable, tech-friendly facility for girls from across the region.
And so technology is a big piece. Indoor plumbing is a big piece. We know more girls have allergies today for whatever reasons, and so air conditioning can be really important.
Advocates for the camp say the new plan is an improvement, but they're still not happy. Mona Woodward is a former scout and the leader of her daughter's troop in Dubuque. She says declining camp attendance isn't about a lack of interest. It's the economy.
And the last 5 years, as is all-encompassing the recession that has been our largest economic downturn since the Great Depression. And so it's like taking the worst-case scenario or the perfect storm and saying, see, it's really bad right now.
Woodward points to middle school girls in the troop she leads who love to camp. Three of the girls, Juliana, JC, and Woodward's daughter Lexi, aren't thrilled with the prospect of going to a big new camp farther from home.
Too many people.
Yeah, there's too many people and it's just not going to be the same.
And we'd have to, like, travel. Like, it's not like it's going to be, like, as close as it is now in Epworth. It's going to be in the middle, so we'd have to travel more.
Exactly. I don't think it'd be worth it to travel, like, hours to go to camp.
Across the country, scouting groups from New York to Oregon facing similar pressures have also proposed camp closures in recent years. Ken Jacobson is a former Boy Scout from the Detroit area. He runs the website savecamps.org. Jacobson says scouting organizations are in too much of a rush to close traditional camps.
And I think when you go out and you do a study and say, would you like flush toilets? You know, would you like a nicer cabin to stay in? The Girl Scouts are going to say, yeah, we'd love to. But if they said, would you like us to sell our camps so that we could buy another camp and maybe have toilets and stuff like that, they would say, no, we don't want you to sell the camp.
The move away from rustic camping may be a sign of the times. A 2007 study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences documented what it described as a fundamental shift away from nature-based recreation, evidenced in particular by a decline in visits to national parks. Co-author Patricia Zaradic says spending time in nature helps children develop both physically and emotionally, but adults often aren't doing enough to push kids outside.
It's more necessary than ever to create structures that allow our kids to spend that time out in the woods, out camping, out experiencing that nature environment, because they're just not getting it naturally in their week-to-week lives.
Connecting girls with nature is still part of the Girl Scouts philosophy, says spokeswoman Shelley Wells Kane. But she says the world has changed since the organization was founded, and the Girl Scouts also have to change to prepare girls to be future leaders.
Maybe it was important to know how to cook over an open fire. Maybe it was important to know how to catch a runaway horse. we literally have those stories, how to tie knots. Those things might have been really important, and we're not saying that they're not. We're just saying 100 years later, there are many new areas of importance.
Summer camp is just around the corner, and many families are signing up now. But Girl Scout officials say despite a stepped-up marketing campaign, this year's numbers are down again. I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.